Good morning, good people. I'm Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning we're talking with Carla Porch from the Empowerment Resource Center about National HIV Testing Day coming up on June 27th. Carla Porch, welcome.
Thank you, Kiplin. I'm excited to be here at WCLK. Thank you for having me.
Well, we're glad to talk about the Empowerment Resource Center. Could you share with our listeners what the center is about and how you all engage with the community?
Empowerment Resource Center is a comprehensive clinic. We're available to meet the needs of our clients. We service anyone ages 14 and up, and we are here for you to assist you with free HIV testing year-round. We also, at a low cost, we provide STI testing and treatment. We provide PrEP. We provide counseling for mental health concerns. And we also provide substance abuse treatment to individuals. So we are here ready to serve to meet practically all of your social needs.
That's amazing. So kind of like a one-stop shop.
Absolutely.
Now, I know that you all have participated in the National HIV Testing Day for a number of years. Could you share with our listeners what that day is, why it's such an important day, and what the ERC is doing in support of National HIV Testing for our community here in Atlanta?
Absolutely. National HIV Testing Day originally started in 1995. For Empowerment Resource Center, we have trademarked the name Take Charge, Get Tested. And Take Charge, Get Tested is a national, it's Empowerment Resources Center way to offer this free campaign so everyone can get tested to know their status. It's very important that you come out and get tested so that you'll know your status to
act accordingly.
Thank you.
So one of the things a lot of people go, oh, I'm safe, or, you know, I got tested in college. I have tried to explain to friends and colleagues that your status literally starts over every time you have sex. Your risk starts over.
Absolutely. Everyone who is having unprotected sex is at risk for having HIV, because HIV is an STD. You know, people think HIV is something different, but if you are having sex, you need to be tested. And I say a myth. People say, why do I need to get tested? There's a myth. If I'm not gay, or if I'm not, you know, I'm married, everyone needs to get tested so that they can know their status.
And one of the things that I try and share is their new drugs. There's, you know, for a while there was the cocktail where people were taking maybe five or six drugs. Now we've got single drugs that people can take. And you all also work with folks who test positive for that treatment to start and giving them the best options for support of that disease.
Yes, we do. At Empowerment Resource Center, we utilize something called ERC on the Move. And we're out in the community testing at health fairs, testing on the streets. We take ERC on the Move simply to reach those hard to reach individuals who are not going to go into their doctor's offices to get tested. So we take ERC to the Move on them. And as we're testing in the community, yes, sometimes we are able to identify individuals who are positive. So we also connect them to a program of ours called EmpowerLink. EmpowerLink, if a person is tested and tested positive for the HIV virus, then yes, we try to link them to care and get them started on that treatment right away. And you're exactly right. I meant The treatment is very streamlined in terms of the side effects and the ease of it. But just the important thing is to get tested, know your status, and if you are HIV positive, get linked to care so you can get started on your treatment right away.
I'm going to ask just a quick question about PrEP. We've talked about it on this show before, but there's still so many people who don't know that this drug exists. Could you share a little bit about PrEP and what happens when you take that?
So PrEP is fantastic. Thanks to the new medication that PrEP itself is not new, but what Empowerment Resource Center, along with other agencies in the community, we are trying to let our communities, especially Black heterosexual women and Latino women, but we are the last to, you know, feel comfortable with trying these medications. But I tell you, women, PrEP is for us. If you are not HIV positive or you're not pregnant and you're having sex, especially unprotected sex, if you take PrEP, which is only one pill, if you take PrEP, it can actually eliminate you from testing positive with the HIV virus. So I definitely think PrEP is a very good option that we don't need to steer away from. Empowerment Resource Center does offer PrEP. Just call us and make an appointment. We can get you started at no cost. We can just set you up and educate you about this so you can feel comfortable knowing that PrEP is a good solution for you.
So the event that you all are going to be doing on the 27th, this is open to the public. It's free. It's outside. We're hoping for a wonderful weather day. Could you just share some information? Because if you're listening and you're over 14 and you're having sex, you need to come to this event and get tested.
Absolutely. We are so excited about our Take Charge, Get Tested event, which, like you said, it will be located, held in the historic Hurt Park in downtown Atlanta on National HIV Testing Day, which is June 27th. The event is from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. It's going to be not only an avenue for you to come out and get tested, confidential testing that day. You find out your HIV results. We have a hashtag, Know Your HIV Status. So please come out. If you're in the area, all of the professionals that are working in the area, you can take a few minutes and come out and get tested to know your status that day. Just spend the afternoon with us. We will have a DJ. We will have a live radio remote. We will have raffles and giveaways and plenty of free food and fun and entertainment. So, yes, absolutely. Testing is available for free. HIV testing available for free for 14 and over. But the families are welcome, too, because we will have activities and entertainment.
And this is a great environment to, you know, be a little bit relaxed and to also have the answers no matter what the results are.
Absolutely. We have trained counselors and staff, but we also have volunteers from around the community, from the CDC, from Grady Hospital, from all of your other allied professionals who want to take this day and come and volunteer. So we have, it's not too late. We're excited. If you want to come out and volunteer to help us at this event, you can volunteer to come out and help test, volunteer and help be a counselor and give education, or just volunteer to come out and get tested that day. We would love to have everyone to come out and join us for Take Charge, Get Tested.
I love that. Take Charge, Get Tested, because once you know your status, you can take charge. It won't be something that catches you off guard or catches you too late to get, to be preventive.
Yes. Prevention education is the key. We can't prevent something if we're not educated. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, Empowerment Resource Center, I just love our name because it is empowered. You know, you come into Empowerment Resource Center, you're going to be educated and empowered to make a behavioral change.
I think that's wonderful. For our listeners who want to get in touch with you, who want to get more information so that they can be there on time, how can they get that information about the Empowerment Resource Center?
Just please call our office at Empowerment Resource Center or look us up on our website. Empowerment Resource Center, the phone number is 404-526-1148. We'd love to have your calls and answer any questions. If you'd like to find out more information on our website, it is www.erc-inc.org.
Carla Porch, thank you so much for taking the time to come and share this great information with our listeners. And we hope to see you guys June 27th, historic Hurt Park downtown, 12 noon to 4 p.m. for the festivities, and so that you can take charge and get tested.
And know your status the same day.
Thank you, Carla.
Thank you, Kipling. Thank you for having me.